You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Earlier, we were talking about childhood rhymes. Think back to the ones you remember. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. I asked my mother for 15 cents to see the elephant jump the fence. Recite any one of these, and it whisks you right back to your childhood, doesn't it?
It does, and to my sister's childhood. I was 10 when my youngest sister went to kindergarten, and she brought home all these songs and rhymes that I'd never heard before. So even within your own family, you might have these slightly different variations on culture. One of the songs that she taught me when I was 10, I still remember, and I sing it to my son now when we take a bath. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Miss Lucy had a baby. She named him Tiny Tim. She put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He drank up all the water. He ate up all the soap. He tried to swallow the bathtub, but it wouldn't fit down his throat. And it goes on and on for many verses. This goes back to at least the 1930s. It's a great little song.
Great.
Yeah. And, you know, and the rhythm is easy enough and the rhymes are simple enough that you can make up your own verses as you go along.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, there was one that went something like, Annabelle, where are you going? Upstairs to take a bath. Annabelle has legs like toothpicks and a neck like a giraffe. As you can imagine, that song does not end well. It ends badly.
No. Well, the children's stories often do not end well because therein lies the interest.
Well, we'd love to hear what rhymes you remember. Call us at 1-877-929-9673, or you can email us. The address is words@waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, Grant and Martha. This is Joe from San Diego, California, calling.
Well, hiya, Joe. What's cooking?
Well, I got a family word for you if you want to hear it.
Oh, please.
Sure.
We love those.
Okay. My whole life, my family has referred to the empty cardboard tubes inside rolls of toilet paper and paper towels as Oa-Oas.
Oa-Oa?
Oa-Oas.
Yeah. Oa-Oa. We spell it O-A-O-A when we spell it. I've never heard any family use this before.
Is there a story there?
Yeah, there actually is. And I didn't realize this until about a week ago when I was actually talking with my mother about this, okay? So when my older sister was real little, I guess she used to wander around the house with these things, and she loved the sound her voice made when she talked through it, and she used to run around the house going, oh, oh, all through it. And so it kind of stuck, and we've been calling it that for, well, now almost 30 years now, so.
That's great.
I can dig that. My son likes to do that, too. He will fish them out of the recycling bin, even though he's not supposed to, and walk around the house shouting things down the tube.
Well, I guess it's better out of the recycling bin than out of the trash can, so.
Yes, definitely a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story, Joe. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, not a problem.
You know, Joe, it's really interesting. There's a book called Family Words by Paul Dixon, and there are a lot of these words for that particular thing.
For cardboard tubes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He's collected them from people all over. Some people call them dadas or dadadadas or to-dos or hoo-hoos. Actually, there's this one family who calls toilet paper rolls hoo-hoos, but if it's one of those great big giant rolls that you get around Christmas time with the wrapping, you know, for wrapping paper, that's a hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, I see. That's great.
No, I mean, I've heard dirt-durs for them before, but never anything other than
you've heard what?
Ours. I've heard dirt-dur.
Dirt, that's in the book, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you needed another word for the name of the cardboard tube. It's a cardboard tube.
I wouldn't think so, you know, unless it's like, get me that dirt out of the recycler, or hand me that dirt so I can recycle it.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us a ring, Joe.
Yeah, not a problem. You guys have
a
great day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'd love to hear your family words. What's the weird name you have in your house for the weird thing? 1-877-929-9673. That's 1-877-WAYWORD, or send an email to words@waywardradio.org.
Hi, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Jamie. I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, hi, Jamie.
And my question is about people speaking in the third person. I'd like to know what it comes from and why people still do it these days and why it's even called third person.
Tell me how you're hearing it.
Well, I occasionally hear it, usually with celebrities on TV, most notably lately, Roland Burris, the senator from Illinois, occasionally will speak in third person, and to me, I kind of find it a bit irritating, so I was wondering where it comes from and why it's even still used today.
Uh-huh.
So he's talking about himself, then? He'll use his own name when he talks about himself? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Instead of saying I or me, he will say his own name.
Roland Burris would never do that, or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Martha Barnett finds this very irritating as well. Martha Barnett does not like this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, you find it irritating as well?
Yes, it almost sounds a bit pompous to me, or,
yes.
You know, if they're elevating themselves past, you know, the rest of us by, you know, it almost sounds as if maybe it came from royalty or something.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear someone use it these days sounds a little bit outdated and annoying.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, or else they're trying to sound like Elmo.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Bob Dole. You know, he was kind of notorious for that, former Senator Bob Dole.
Oh, yeah, that was another politician. Maybe it's just mostly politicians these days, but I feel like celebrities have done it occasionally as well.
If it's any comfort, there is a word for this. It's illyism.
Illyism.
Yeah, I-L-L-E-I-S-M. And it's not because it makes you ill, although it does make Martha Barnett ill to hear this. but it's from a Latin word that means that man, that person. And illyism, it's talking about yourself in the third person. Grant, I'm not really sure why people do this. It seems like a few people have this tick, like Bob Dole, for example. And I would agree that it's distancing, and sometimes it sounds condescending. I loved it when Bob Dole talked about how Clinton, Bill Clinton, when he was elected in 1992, wasn't going to have a legislative honeymoon because Bob Dole is going to be his chaperone. That didn't work out too well.
Don't you two find it significant that it seems only to be done by people in positions of power or fame or notoriety?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I've never run into somebody down at the deli who said, you know, Jose will now make you a sandwich, or I've never, you know, at the DMV, Carol's now going to process your license. They just never do something like that.
Yeah, Jamie, do you have any friends who do that? Or is it all people in public life?
You know, I can only really hear it on the radio or, you know, on television when, you know, it, like you said, people of, you know, somewhat elevated status, a politician or celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never really
heard it through, you know, normal people, I guess.
Well, this leads me to one of the theories that I've seen thrown around about this. And this is not a professional theory as far as I know, but it seems to be accurate to me. And it's that when you are a famous person or you're somebody who's known for something, you develop kind of a way that you behave in public, and there's a way you behave in private. And you begin to think of yourself kind of as a performer. You are performing the role of Bob Dole, or you're performing the role of whoever, Roland Barthes, whoever you happen to be. And so there's this public character who has a certain kind of action and activity and face and the whole thing. And then there's the private character, you know, who behaves a different way around family, maybe may speak differently, dress differently, do different things. The public person has to perform. It's always being on. That switch is on. The green light is lit. The cameras are rolling. They're performing. It's just not. It's not even really natural. Maybe
that's an interesting point. And you asked too about third person. That's a grammatical term. You know, first person is I, second person is you, and third person is he, she, or it, or third person plural is they. So that's what that third person is all about. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes plenty of sense.
Super duper. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Martha and Grant are delighted that you called.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
All right, bye-bye, Jamie.
Bye. If something catches your ear or catches your eye and it looks strange in English or sounds strange in English, give us a call, 1-877-929-9673. That's 1-877-WAYWORD, or send an email to words@waywardradio.org.
Wait, don't tell me. Oh, coming up, it's a slang quiz with Roy Blunt Jr. He's a wait panelist who also has a new book out about, wait for it, language. Grant, it sounds like you're going to have your hands full.
But first, we need to ask you to support the kind of thoughtful programming you count on from this radio station. If you are a word lover, let them know what programs like this mean to you.
Here's the number to call right now.